Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week, once again, is Greg Karam. Greg, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Doing okay. We're at the sort of the point in the summer, because I'm going to be off next week, because I will be traveling on my Kingsport Savannah trip, so I assume it'll be a Chris and Rob week, that it's like the summer where Francesa and Mad Dog all take different times off and vacation.
Yeah.
And they're never kind of on at the same time. But eventually Rob and I will be on a show together again. I don't know when I'll be. Rob had softball this week. He actually is around. But I understand the priorities, the high priority placed on company softball. I actually wanted to play in a company softball league this summer, but my work schedule will not allow it. Very disappointing. But here's the thing, Greg, we don't have anything to talk about this week.
I think we can come up with some stuff.
Well, the Mets have been like 500-ish, kind of on the fringe of actually being on the fringe of a playoff race for what feels like a month now. They didn't do anything at the trade deadline. I don't think we've done a show since the trade deadlines. Recording this part of the episode on Wednesday night. They keep yo-yoing around, what, five games under 500 here or there.
Yeah.
And they're running out of games. The only thing that's really happened is they're running out of games to get to 500 and beyond at this point.
Yeah, and then also the NL East is just floundering. It's just a terrible division. And so it's just kind of lingering in that, like, you know, you think you can make it, but you're not going to be able to make it type of deal. So,
and we've exhausted all our major storylines at this point. We've talked endlessly about David Wright's issues. We've talked endlessly about Daniel Murphy's value. We've talked endlessly about trading prospects for big bats. We've talked endlessly about what's going on with Cesar Puello for some reason. And don't get me wrong, we're going to be covering all of those in tonight's episode as well, episode 80. And I took the naming convention. Originally, I was going to title it the one where our heroes don't feel like talking about the Mets, so Jeffrey and David Roth discuss movies they have watched on buses. But then I realized I'm taking the naming convention for that from one of the worst sitcoms, I think, ever. But they kind of stole it from Victorian literature. So I'm going to do the same and call this the in which our heroes don't feel like talking about the Mets, so Jeffrey and David Roth discuss movies they have watched on buses edition. Yes, later in the show, David Roth of SB Nation, the classical, will join me to talk about movies we have watched on buses. Also a bit about the 2014 Mets, though from more of a qualitative perspective. And getting back to that yo-yo feeling, we actually recorded that part of the episode on Monday night, right after the Mets' kind of terrible loss in the series closer with San Francisco, where their offense didn't do much, and Henry Mejia blew the game, which makes all of us, especially me, sad. But now, you know, it's a couple days later. If we'd recorded on Tuesday night after a really good Zach Wheeler start, we'd have been in a better mood. And if we're recording tonight, the Mets are right down 3-0. So, yeah, this is the life of a Mets fan right now.
Indeed.
We don't have much to talk about. We do have a lot of emails, though, and a lot of involved emails. So we will split your emails up before and after my chat with David. And in the interest of full disclosure, because this is where I am right now, I do have North American Soccer League soccer on in the background, not even the Mets game. I just know they're down 3-0 because my phone keeps vibrating. This is the Indy 11 against the Fort Lauderdale Strikers, if you're wondering. I've adopted Indy 11 as my NASL team because they signed one of the longest tenured Sheffield Wednesday players, and one I love despite him being incredibly frustrating. That's Jermaine Johnson, the Jamaican national. Who actually the Owls could use for depth on the wing right now, despite being bought by an Azerbaijani billionaire this summer. They today sold off one of their best players and have not brought anyone of note in yet, unless you count Slovenian defenders on short-term deals, which I don't. This is a financial mystery involving a French Ligue 1 team and currency exchange rates in Europe, apparently. And if you know how much I love and am qualified to talk about Wilpon's financial stuff, you can imagine how much I want to jump into that quagmire. So there'll be no financial discussion of Mets or Azerbaijani billionaires on this show, except I just realized we have an email about the Mets' financial situation, so there will be. this is also the point where I realize I'll be looking at the clock at the end of the show and wondering how we went 2 hours, and it's, of course, because I spent time talking about second division English and American football. So let's just get into your emails. See, that's why I like having Greg on. He's like the only co-host that laughs at my jokes or just my inanity. It at least like breaks it up. I have sort of that when I'm just sort of going off on my spiels, to have sort of Ed McMahon there laughing in the background at least.
I just let you go.
It is. As always, you can email the podcast at podcast@AmazonAvenueAudio.com. We start with Calvin's quick hits. These are always very convenient. I should just have Calvin do the agenda for each week's show. I think it would save me some time, especially in these periods where nothing is happening. Hello again. Here are my standard quick hits this week. Outfield configuration of Granderson, Lagares, and Kirk/Campbell rest of the season. Who says no? Other than Collins, of course. ... Well, I wouldn't be so quick to say this isn't going to happen. Eric Campbell started last night against Gio Gonzalez. Kirk is going tonight against the righty. And that said, I would prefer Kirk and Pueyo. And I will explain why. Not just because I love Cesar Pueyo, as is well established at 80 episodes into this podcast. Unlike Eric Campbell, both Kirk Nieuwenhuyzen and Cesar Pueyo are out of options at the end of the year. So you need to evaluate what you have there. If they don't make the roster, the 25-man roster out of spring training next year, they're going to be exposed to waivers. And this is assuming Cesar Pueyo makes it on the 40-man through this offseason. I mean, he could be a cut, theoretically, based on sort of the view the Mets seem to have of him, though it sounds like Wally Backman is going to play him every day from here on out. He has been hitting in July and August. I tweeted out his // numbers this morning, and they're quite good. It's like a 900 OPS, which, yes, it's Vegas, so it's not that impressive, but it's certainly better. And he's a guy right now that, could be a better platoon left fielder than Chris Young, theoretically.
I'm glad that this is where this question went, because
it's got to go anywhere near Eric Campbell, because let's be clear, two things. He's not that good of a hitter.
Yeah.
He's got a sub-100 ISO. It's it's 0.90 right now. He's carrying a .430 BABIP because he just gets hits on ground balls constantly. And I think Mark Simon has slowly become obsessed with Eric Campbell's batting average on ground balls.
Yeah.
And despite some people's, I don't think it's actually you or Rob, I think it was just people on Twitter, assertion to me that his strike zone control would hold up better at the major league level than Josh Satin's, he's walking in 6% of his plate appearances and striking out in 28% of them. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, gentlemen.
Yeah. I'm not going to be the guy who defends Eric Campbell.
I think you said this on the show already. This is how we're already like repeating.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so back to the, Pueyo. I started to make this point in a farm report earlier this week, and I wanted to dive into it a little bit more, which you already did on Twitter today. But since we're not on Twitter, we're on a podcast, let's talk about it. I mean, the guy, like you said,
giving up my secret here, where like 60% of the stuff I talk on the podcast I usually have recycled from Twitter in the last 48 hours. So this isn't good for me. Not a good look.
It's all right. It's what's on your brain. So, and it's the same day, so I think it's okay. Except this is going to post tomorrow. So whatever.
It'll actually probably be up for our iTunes subscribers around like 11 or something. Yeah. That's how I usually do it.
Okay. Well, anyway, so like you said, Pueyo is out of options. So they need to, they need to make a decision on him. And despite the fact that they haven't been playing him every day in AAA, which kind of gives you kind of a look into what they think of him, he hasn't been doing